Chapter 23. As she stared into the darkened store, a wave of despair swept over Carly Beth. Her hands raised against the window, she pressed her head against the glass. It felt cool against her hot forehead. The mask's hot forehead. She closed her eyes. What do I do now? What am I going to do? It's all a bad dream, she murmured out loud. A bad dream. I'm going to open my eyes now and wake up. She opened her eyes. She could see her eyes, her glowing orange eyes, reflected in the dark window glass. She could see her grotesque face staring darkly back at her.
No!
With a shudder that shook her entire body, Carly Beth slammed her fists against the window.
Why didn't I wear my mother's duck costume?
She asked herself angrily.
Why was I so determined to be the scariest creature that ever roamed on Halloween? Why was I so determined to terrify Chuck and Steve?
She swallowed hard.
Now I'm going to scare people for the rest of my life.
As the bitter thoughts rolled through her mind, Carly Beth suddenly became aware of movement inside the store. She saw a dark shadow roll over the floor. She heard footsteps. The door rattled, then opened a few inches. The store owner poked his head out. His eyes narrowed as they studied Carly Beth.
I stayed late, he said quietly. I expected to see you again.
Carly Beth was startled by his calmness.
I can't get it off, she sputtered.
She tugged at the top of her head to demonstrate.
I know, the man said.
His expression didn't change.
Come inside.
He pushed the door open the rest of the way, then stepped back. Carly Beth hesitated, then walked quickly into the dark store. It was very warm inside. The owner turned on a single light above the front counter. He was no longer wearing the cape, Carly Beth saw. He wore black suit pants and a white dress shirt.
You knew I'd come back?
Carly Beth demanded shrilly. The raspy voice she had acquired inside the mask revealed both anger and confusion.
How did you know?
I didn't want to sell it to you, he replied, staring at the mask.
He shook his head, frowning.
You remember, don't you?
You remember that I didn't want to sell it to you?
I remember,
Carly Beth replied impatiently.
Just help me take it off, okay? Help me.
He stared hard at her. He didn't reply.
Help me take it off,
Carly Beth insisted, shouting.
I want you to take it off.
He sighed.
I can't, he told her sadly. I can't take it off. I'm really sorry.